are not the most enthusiastic givers of offering announcements. Doesn't mean to be rebellious, although I probably am. It's just that, how many different ways is there of demanding money? I've had quite a bit of experience of being heavy-handed, but I don't want to try that today. In fact, I want to concentrate more on the gentler sex, because we normally refer to a scripture which commands the men to appear before the Eternal, not empty-handed, and they will give, the men will give, according as they are able. But what about the ladies? In the few minutes available to me, I would like to endeavour to show from God's Word just how much the financial support and contributions of ladies have impacted upon God's work. If you could look at Luke chapter 8, I'd like to start with this example of Christ in Christ's ministry, Luke chapter 8, starting verse 1 through to 3. And it came to pass afterwards that he, this is Christ, went throughout every city and village, preaching, showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which served him with their substance, with their finance. Christ was not too proud to accept the offerings, the generosity of the ladies. In the Old Testament, we have the example, God chose a woman to sustain one of his ministers for part of that 3-year drought during the reign of Ahab. While Elijah was in hiding, a widow cared for Elijah. Miraculously, God supplied their need. She had enough left for one last meal for herself and her son. And she trusted God and fed Elijah first, and that carried on for many months. That is told in 1 Kings 17, verses 9 through to 16. Then returning to the New Testament again, we have a lady that Paul refers to in Romans 16. If we'd turn to Romans 16, please. Verses 1 to 4. No, sorry, not there. Romans 16, verses 1 and 2. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant or a deaconess of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord has become saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you. And this is the part I wanted to emphasize. For she has been a help of many. I can hardly say this word in the King James. A succorer of many. And of myself also. The Apostle Paul made such an effort to support himself when amongst the Gentile churches. But he acknowledges with gratitude what this lady had done to help support the brethren and himself. There is another powerful example of a lady contained in Luke 21. We often turn here during offering announcements, but let's look again at the example of a certain poor widow contained in Luke 21, the first 4 verses. he, Christ again, looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. He saw also a certain poor widow casting in thither two mites, a fraction of a day's wage. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. Her two small coins was worth more in God's eyes than the people who trumpeted their vast generosity. Their reward was instant. People saw just how fabulous they were with their gift. All these have of their abundance cast in onto the offering of God, but she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. She trusted in God to continue to sustain her. The other men were wealthy. The portion they gave was insignificant to them, was impressive to other men. But God was not impressed, because he is looking to character. We sometimes look at the small amounts that we are going to give, but as was mentioned this morning in the sermon, this relatively small group sustained a few years ago a remarkable work. This is still a work of miracles. It is on a much smaller scale, but the attitude needs to be the same. We don't have the encouragement of 8 million plain truths going out, but the material, the selection of the material contained in those plain truths, are being maintained and will be made available. The men are ordered to pay. If only the men paid, just less than half, the men are less than half of those present today. Just think how much the income would be cut if it just revolved around the obedience of the men to pay. But the ladies, although not directly commanded, have the same goal as the men in the future. With the building of character, the goal is the same. We may have slightly differing roles at the moment, but we are all striving to become, on one hand, the bride of Christ, and on the other hand, the sons of God. It's very confusing. We have to be careful which analogy we use where. We need to be developing the Christ-like trait of this poor widow woman, who did not have an amount to trumpet about, but she gave what she had, and obviously with a willingness which put the other people to shame. I'm very conscious when making or giving, preparing and giving an offering announcement, that I do not want to over-egg the pudding. There are some people who you can encourage to give beyond what is appropriate. And then some people, doesn't matter what you say, you could put thumb screws on them. You're not going to get any more out of them. So there's this tightrope where you want to give people the encouragement to do what is appropriate, but not to do something foolish. I was very upset at one feast one year where we all were in accommodation on a holiday camp, and there was a deposit on the key. And this is many, many years ago. People were put at the back of the hall to collect the keys to increase the offering. Now, we were so poor at that time, the deposit on the key was our fare home. But I felt terrible not putting my key in with everybody else's. Had I put my key in, I then would have had to go to ask for festival assistance to get home. But that is what I do not want to put people in, a situation where they feel compelled to give beyond what they have. We give according to how God has blessed us, as we are able. I think it is rather like pruning. We accept a little pruning in our economics. We do not destroy the goose that laid the golden egg, but we encourage growth. We give of the surplus. It is a sacrifice. It is not pain-free, but it builds faith. We are relying upon God replacing, rather like a coppiced wood. Some of the wood is cut away. It enables more to grow and for a future crop to be even bigger. God does things for our benefit. He is not that cruel, malicious God forever looking for new ways to torment us. Everything that is done, everything that is instructed, everything that is required of us is ultimately for our benefit. And of course, we are warned it is possible to withhold money to our own detriment. There is this way of life which is generous, giving, outgoing. We benefit from it. It has to be done with wisdom. It has to be appropriately given. My daughter couldn't believe something the other day. We had a beggar come to our door. I had just been preparing the sermonette and all this stuff about giving without thinking about it, and I parted with money. My daughter said, "What are you doing, Dad? What have you always taught us about beggars? What about the beggar you had in custody all those years ago? He had £500 when the average wage was about £30. He had a very direct way of asking. He would go to people's front door, and if the lady was alone, he would stand closer to her and say, 'Give us some money for a cup of tea.' And he was extremely successful." And my daughter could not believe. She said, "I hope it had nothing to do with the fact that she was young and she could have scrubbed up quite well." Only your family can think so highly. There is the need for wisdom. We are only to give as we are able. We are to give cheerfully. Give in a way representative of how we live. This is just not the three knocks or the three seasons in the year or the seven feast days in the year. It's the way of life. Give as we have purposed in our heart. We will be hearing from the Anderson Trio. They will be singing Psalm 68, "Let the foes of God all scatter now," during which the offering will be taken up.